Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing wrong with a little Jimi Hendrix. Is there limits? Do you remember him?
I was not around for his heyday, no.
Ron covered it.
Yeah?
Did Ron cover Woodstock, Paul?
He covered the first World Series, I heard.
I think he might have been a participant in Woodstock.
He also kept Jimi Hendrix out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for steroids, as I understand it. Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline where we find our trusted friend, our Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years is Sullivan Super Service. Our trusted friend is Mr. John Parrotto. Johnny, how are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you?
Good. Can you believe that Ron kept Jimi Hendrix out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Was he a steroid guy?
He was, yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand.
He was on steroids at Woodstock, and therefore it doesn't count.
Jason Bay, all-star.
Absolutely.
Jason Bay, all-star. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, did you know that Jason Bay's an all-star?
Yes, I heard that. Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
That will never not be funny to me.
That's good.
Johnny.
Glad, you know, I may not inform, but I do at least entertain sometimes.
As much as anyone. And you also inform, and you've also been around the Pirates for many, many years. And I don't think this is a crazy question. So you've seen Oliver Perez when he was actually great for that very brief time. You've seen Gerrit Cole. You probably go back to Drabek and whoever else. Have you ever seen anything quite like Jared Jones in a Pirate uniform?
The only thing I can think of, and this is going back even before, you know, the Stone Age, when I started covering the Pirates in 88, the only one that comes close is Jose De Leon in 83 when he got called up and he took a couple of no-hitters deep in the games, like in the seventh, eighth innings. But even then, he didn't strike out this many guys, and he wasn't this overpowering, but he was awfully good. But no, I mean, it's amazing what he's done, and he's getting better every time out. Just when you think, well, he can't pitch better than he did the previous time, he's even better. I mean, the other night he comes out, he throws 8 pitches, 100 miles per hour in the first inning, and, you know, he strikes a guy out and makes him fall down. I mean, it's been really, really impressive, that's for sure.
Well, someone made the comparison of Ollie Perez.
Well, you could make that comparison. Ollie was quite the same way when he called up. And, you know, I always remember the year in 2004, when the Astros, the first time they went to the World Series, and they had a really hot finish to the season. I think it was like 30 out of 40 to end the season. And they had Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell, two Hall of Famers, and they also had Lance Berkman and other good players too. And they were really hot. And Ollie tore through them during that hot streak and struck out 14 in one game. And that's, that would be the last pitcher they've had with, you know, even in the years when he went to the playoffs in 13, 14, and 15, that would be the last pitcher that was as dominant as Jones has been so far.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, because we're going to do texts in the city later, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Paul, so everybody's waiting for Skeens and Jones at the top of this rotation. Skeens is pitching, I think, even as we speak. Am I right about that, City Limits? Are you watching the game?
I'm pulling it up now, trying to get MILB TV to let me log in.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. When are we going to see this guy, Johnny? Why is he wasting all his bullets down there?
Well, they're building up his pitch count, supposedly, and they want him to get acclimated to professional baseball. Well, he's getting acclimated quite well, and I don't understand now. I mean, they can use all the, you know, all the talk they want and this and that. He should be up, and I mean, exactly. Why waste his bullets down there? I mean, it's clear. I mean, you don't have to be a baseball genius to realize that he is just overpowered AAA. I don't know what more he has to gain there. I really don't, unless he's getting Marriott points at the Indianapolis Marriott. I mean, I don't know what else he's gaining and why they don't bring him up. And, you know, they can talk about pitch count and everything. Well, you can keep him on a pitch count here. I mean, who would you rather have pitching tonight, him or Josh Fleming as an opener? I'd take Paul Skeens in a minute.
Ron used to stay at the Cleveland Marriott the night of Browns games just to get the points. So maybe that is the reason Skeens is still down there, Johnny.
That's the only thing, you know, I know it's a reach, but it's really the only thing I can think of right now, the why he's there.
Well, why is he there? Get him up here. When do you think he will be up here? By Memorial Day?
I hope. You know, I hope this isn't a service time manipulation where they wait to Memorial Day or the beginning of June like they did with Garrett Cole back in 2012, you know, to have an extra year before he becomes a free agent. Because guess what? When he becomes a free agent, he's not staying here. I mean, it's not that he has anything against Pittsburgh, but they'll never be able to pay him what he's worth if he's even half as good as everyone thinks he's going to be. So why not take advantage now? And the thing I don't understand, guys, is, you know, they lose and lose and lose. And you know, a lot of it is to get top high draft picks, to get extra money for to sign players out of the, you know, out of Latin America. Now you're getting these guys that you tanked for, and you're not using them. I don't understand it.
Well, I'll say this. Livy Dunn, who apparently is Paul Skeens' girlfriend, is now saying it's time for him to be in the major leagues too. So maybe the Pirates should listen to her.
They should. They should make her farm director. Maybe if they did that, maybe Skeens would sign a lifetime contract here if he knew she was working in the front office.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, yes, perhaps something like that could happen. You know, we were talking a little earlier today, John, about Bailey Falter. And, you know, you can probably throw Martin Perez in that category as well, although he wasn't great his last start. But the rotation has been a lot better than maybe we thought, hasn't it been?
Oh, you're not kidding, Paul. I mean, I really thought that would be the by far the biggest weakness of this team. And, you know, they've been really good. I mean, Jared Jones obviously has provided a big boost. But like you said, Bailey Falter, he's turned in four good starts in a row now. Martin Perez, outside of the game on Sunday when he didn't pitch that well, he's been good. Marco Gonzalez was good until he got hurt. And, you know, Mitch Keller has not pitched quite as well as you would hope he would. And if he gets on track and pitches, you know, like he did for most of last season, then they really have something there. But so far, yeah, I'll give them credit. They saw something in some of these pitchers, the Pirates, that is, that I didn't see in them. And they've put together, at least for now, a pretty darn good rotation.
How about Hammer and Hank behind the plate, Johnny? What do you think's going to happen when Grandal comes back? Maybe a trip to the minors?
Well, you know, they're playing it close to the vest, but I just think he needs to go down and just take pressure off himself and just go down and hit and learn and keep working on his catching and work on his hitting. You know, if they sent him down, I don't think it would necessarily mean the end of his career. He wouldn't come back. He still couldn't come back and be a good player. But right now, if Grandal comes back, you know, I think it's hard to, you know, to send Joey Bart down because he's done a pretty good job in the time he's been here. I think it'd make a lot of sense, even if it's temporary, Joe, maybe even just for like a couple of weeks and say, you know, he starts to hit down there. He starts to get some of his confidence back. Then you bring him back. But I really think right now the best thing for him probably would be to go down to AAA for a little bit. Whether they do it or not, I don't know. But again, we'll have to check with Libby Dunn, the farm director, to see what she thinks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what? Seriously, though, a guy like Henry Davis, he seems so out of whack and everything else. My question is always, you know, when you go to the minors and you're playing against minor leaguers, obviously, I mean, what is the goal in order to try and get him on track? Because he's ultimately got to come back and do it against majors. What do they do down there to try and get these guys on track?
You know, I think a lot of it's mental more than physical. I think just to have some success and just to, you know, kind of feel good about yourself, have a little confidence that, hey, I still know how to hit. And, you know, like you said, obviously the competition level is not the same as in the big leagues, but it's close enough to where you see some pretty, you know, veteran-type pitchers in AAA, guys on the way down in their careers or guys who are just kind of blocked by other players on their major league rosters. So I think, but more than anything, I think mentally, just to give a boost of confidence, like, hey, I can still do this.
John Parrotto on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Speaking of guys in the minors, G1 Bay's been on a tear. Nick Gonzalez, last I checked anyway, was off to a great start. Peguero was hitting the ball. Is it time for maybe a changing of the guard with some of these same types of players on your infield, Johnny? Because Triolo, for one, just isn't getting it done.
Yeah, and I think Jared Triolo is a useful big league player. I'm not so sure he's a regular, and I'm not so sure he's a regular at second base. And like you said, all three of those guys you just mentioned, Joe, are all doing well. They all play second base. And yeah, I realize you're not quite a month into the season, but they need a little bit of a spark. I know they won the last couple of nights, but even then they've only scored 6 runs in the 2 wins. They scored 15 runs here in the last 8 games. And yeah, I would be all for bringing Bay or any of the three you mentioned, Bay or Gonzalez or Peguero. I really like Peguero a lot. I think he has a chance to be a really good player. And, you know, if G1 Bay's healthy, he showed last year he can make a difference with his speed, but then he hurt his ankle and was never the same from like June on. So I think either one of those guys, and Nick Gonzalez, I mean, he struggled up here last year, but a lot of guys struggle their first time in the big leagues and come back and play better the second time. So, yeah, I have no problem with any of those three coming up and getting a chance to play every day.
Our friend City Limits has a Paul Skeens update that I'm sure you'll be very interested in, Johnny. Limits?
John, the first ball off of Skeens was hit to the warning track straight away center field, but was caught. And then the next two batters for Omaha struck out against Skeens. 1-2-3 they went with 2 punch outs.
Keep him down, Johnny.
Well, if he's going to fly balls to the warning track, he shouldn't be up here. Now I understand why they're keeping him down.
That's 13 or 14 now. Innings without a run, and he basically strikes everybody out. Paul?
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned we were talking about some of those guys like Nick Gonzalez. I just saw he has a 14-game hitting streak now, Joe, he is obviously hitting really well. To me, it's probably time for him. What do you do with Aroldis Chapman, Johnny?
Somehow make him throw strikes. I think you just got to kind of ride it out right now. I mean, you know, clearly he's not the pitcher he was when he was an all-star with the Reds and the Yankees, but I think he's still good. He still throws very hard. He still can reach triple digits. you know, I think he's still useful. I think he's going through a tough time right now, and maybe you take him out of that eighth inning role for a game or two until he gets back in sync. Maybe bring him in a blowout game or earlier in a game at slower leverage. But I'm not overly concerned with Chapman. I think he'll be okay. But right now, he's having problems finding the plate. And that's really never been a problem in his career, even though he's a power pitcher. You know, he's always been able to throw strikes and have a pretty good command and pretty good control.
Johnny, you're a nice man. You're a philanthropist. You're a spiritual guru, a worthy successor to Ron Cook, and a mentor to City Limits. We appreciate that.
Well, my goodness, all that rolled into one. I don't know if I can live up to that expectation.
You already have. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How about a Skeens update, City Limits? Is he into his second inning yet?
He is, but Indy has been hitting around so much. It's 5-0. He just got back out on the mound.
Keep us updated. Be very curious. Maybe they'll lift him after 11 pitches.
Will do. He's at 13 right now.
13. He can't possibly go above 17, can he?
Not allowed.
I hope he goes at least 7. If he gets up to 70 or 75, then what's keeping him from the majors? Can somebody please tell me why?
Anyone? Well, because Remember, he's not on the 5-day plan yet.
Oh, that's right. He's got to get used. Here's a guy who was in the Air Force, spent time in the Air Force, but he can't get used to a 5-day-a-week schedule.
His training's not good enough, apparently.
He just has to learn that in Indianapolis and not Pittsburgh and elsewhere in the majors, because he couldn't possibly adjust to that quickly. I've had enough of this.
So, how many innings is he through now?
He's currently in the second inning.
Yeah, he's just through one.
Oh, I thought that was the second inning.
No, he's through one with 2 strikeouts and a flyout to the warning track.
Correct. Indy scored 4 in the top half of the 4th inning.
Let's go to the big boy.
There's currently a runner on third as this stream just reloaded.
Thank you, City Limits.
Runner on third, bottom second.
I don't care about the game. I care about him.
He might, yeah, but that might be his first run he gives up. The sack fly here.
It would be.
Sack fly here would be the first time he gives up a run.
City Limits.
That will delay his arrival at least 5 or 6 more weeks.
We've had a lot of apologies today.
He gave up a run. He's not ready.
You accept apologies very nicely, I might add. Have you ever not accepted an apology?
Yes, there have been a couple of occasions I have. Thankfully not here yet.
Can you give us an example?
From friends. I can't pull one off the top of my head, but Skeens did just strike a guy out.
I'm sorry, City Limits, and you said I don't accept?
No, it's probably a little bit more stern of a conversation than that.
Yeah. Paul, do you accept apologies usually?
Yeah, I'm easy to get along with. I think that's one of the things that most people don't know about me. Is that, I huff and puff a lot, and, I rant a lot, and things irritate me quick, and I have a quick fuse sometimes, but I'm pretty laid back. I don't let a lot of stuff get to me.
And there it is.
Believing this limit.
There it is. The first run that Paul Skenes has allowed all season.
Send him
season,
the double A.
And it was a single. The guy got thrown out at second. So RBI single with two outs, bottom of the second inning. Paul Skenes has given up a run. He must not be ready.
No, not even close. Let's go to the big boy. We're being rude by keeping him waiting. That's Mark Cabali. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hello, big boy. How are you?
Good. Are you going to apologize for making me wait 7 minutes here listening to you guys banter about Paul Skenes?
No, because we're still getting you back for being late to your first appearance on our show.
That's good. That's good, because I wasn't going to accept your apology anyways.
Are you on video right now? Is he on video?
Yes, I see him.
Where can people
watch? I see the top of your head.
I don't see him.
The 93.7 The Fan live video feed.
Where, can we see him, or he just sees us?
I see you.
I'm looking. Wait, I'm looking.
Can't see him.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at the video feed, and I don't see him. Is he on it?
He is. It probably just needs to reload.
Needs to reload, Paul.
On your computer.
93.7thefan.com is where people can watch that.
So they can watch it at 93.7thefan.com.
Very handsome man, Mark Cabali. So if you're only listening, you'll definitely want to tune in.
Is he wearing the, what was it, the McKee Sport Portview Cubs hat
again?
That
was great last week. You wearing that again?
Bulldogs.
Portview Bulldogs. Oh, there he is. Now he's wearing. It looks like he's wearing an Army hat or an Appalachian State hat. What is that?
I think it's called the Athletic hat.
Okay, the Athletic hat. I'm sorry. He's representing. Look at this guy.
I can't see him.
You know, Austin was telling me that you guys don't give him any fan garb. What's up with that?
Not up to us. He can get fan garb.
I'm not the marketing guy.
Who are they going to pick with their first pick? Big boy, who are they taking and who should they take?
Paul Skenes, maybe?
who knows,
man? We're going to have to see how this draft pans out, man. There's a handful of guys that they would love to have, but you don't know how this is going to break, man. You could have six quarterbacks taking the first 10 picks and throws everything off. You could have people trading up to get tackles.
No, give us a pick with their first pick, will you?
Well, you – talk to me around pick 10, 11, or 12, and I have a better sense. I mean, the only thing I could tell you right now is, I mean, that everybody knows the same thing. I mean, they want a tackle. They need a center. They need a wide receiver. So whoever's there at that point, they're going to make the move to be able to get that guy that they want. The best case scenario right there. I still think it's going to be a tackle. It depends who falls there, if they're going to move up or if they stay at 20. I mean, I like J.C. Latham, but he might be gone before that.
If J.C. Latham is on the board, you think they will take him and you would take him?
I would take him. Not only that, they'd probably go up and have to go get him, because Cincinnati's at 18. I would be shocked if Cincinnati would not take him at 18. So that's one of the few guys that I would move up to go get. I wouldn't move back. I mean, it seems like that's crazy to me, because – you want a guy right now. I mean, you got to be 100% sure your guy is going to be there at 23, 24 if you drop back. So you better be – you're pretty much saying you're thinking one of those centers is going to be there at 23, 24 if you're moving back. I like to move up a handful of spots or stay put. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Well, how many mock drafts have you done?
Maybe two. Two, three max, maybe.
Okay, so do you continue to come to the same conclusion that it's going to be a tackle?
Yeah, I've been on that bandwagon early on. Maybe the first one might have been a defensive lineman, you know, right after the season. But after that, I'm pretty much on the tackle bandwagon here, because I mean, no matter who you get, I mean, even if it's Amarius Mims, I mean, why all of a sudden are we so enamored about a guy with a 21-year-old with only 8 starts? That sounds like Broderick Jones to me. And you don't need Amarius Mims to start day one. He could start game 8 or 9. You got Dan Moore sitting there. I know everybody hates him, but he's not as bad as many people believe he's out to be. So I don't see anything wrong with him at 20, but I think you need a tackle. I mean, they've talked so much about building out that offensive line, and you need another piece or two. I just don't think center is a good value at 20. maybe later on, maybe second round, but I just don't like a center at 20. I don't like a guy that can play multiple positions who hasn't played center since freshman being your 20th overall pick. So I'm still liking tackle. I mean, there's a handful of them. There's 3, 4, 5 of them. There will likely one of them was going to be there at 20.
What do you make of reports that Brandon Ayuk is out there for the taking? Now I'm looking at the video of us. This is tremendous. You look great today, Dr. Welby. You really do. Ayuk,
I look cleaned up.
You really do. You have the little goatee going. So Ayuk for the 20th pick, and then Jeremy Fowler also says the Steelers would be a suitor on draft day potentially for Cortland Sutton if Denver decides to trade him. Would you make either one of those trades, and do you think it could happen?
Why not both, right? Get both of them in here.
Hey, they got two quarterbacks in here that nobody thought they'd get either one.
You're right. I mean, I will never say never with anything when it comes to this team we saw over the past year, or at least past over 2 months. So I'm not saying absolutely not. But I don't think it's the issue with Ayuk is twofold. It's first of all, does 49ers want to trade him? And second of all, and maybe the biggest thing is on the back end of it. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown just got paid $30 million a year. I mean, you're going to have to
That's life in the big city. Pay him.
Okay, but are you willing to do that? That's the question. I don't care if you're giving up a first-round pick this year, next year, or whatever. That's insignificant to me if you're getting a guy like IU. It's are you willing to pay a guy $26, $27, $30 million a year, a 3-year, $100 million deal or whatever it might be, for 110 or whatever, to be your number two guy at this moment? I mean, at that point, you're thinking George Pickens is out the door. That's the biggest issue with me. I assume that there is going to be some sort of movement with a wide receiver more than just drafting one in the second or third round. I wouldn't be shocked if they acquired somebody because, I mean, that is a position that's just glaring out there that they need somebody now. They don't need somebody that might be okay, you know, a year from now. So I think a lot of it has to do with contract. I mean, be honest with you. Plus, this has to be done before you even acquire him, Joe. I don't think it's the draft day type of thing. I mean, you have to have not only the trade in place for a guy like Ayuk, but you better have that contract in place too of a sign and trade type of issue. And that's a lot to deal with. So I'm not saying no, but I just think it's a long shot at this point.
We have talked a lot about a lot of different scenarios. Are you starting to believe that Herbig is going to be the starting center of this team in 2024?
Yeah. I mean, at least until he proves that he can't do it, right? Maybe he proves he can't do it in preseason. But, I mean, they got – I guess you have five. They always talk about they have position flexibility there, and they got four guys, I guess, that can play center with Herbig and James Daniels and Spencer Anderson and Ryan McCollum. There's a name for you. But all four of those guys combined might have 100 career snaps in the pros at center. So I don't know if I want that, to be honest with you. But Herbig is a guy that, you know, he's a big guy. He can put him at center. He's only played 60 snaps there. If he comes out and plays average to above average, okay, you can go with him. But if he comes out and just like, wow, he's like Kedrick Green type of situation where, wow, this guy is just not going to work, you're going to have to make some sort of move here because I don't think you can – you don't want to move James Daniel to center. I don't. Spencer Anderson played 5 college games at center and none in the NFL yet a snap. And Ryan McCollum, he's bounced around to 3 or 4 different teams. And he might have the most experience out of them all, and he has 100 snaps. So they're going to wait and see, I think, if they don't draft one. So that's the way I could say maybe it's a Connor Williams in August or September if Herbig fails. But right now, I think Herbig is your guy.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. So I think Schefter reported today no 5th-year option for Fields. We already knew that. What do you expect to happen with him then in terms of contract? And then what about Najee? Is it just a foregone conclusion that he will get his 5th-year option?
I think so. Najee's number is not huge. I mean, you give him $6 million. I think that's the fifth year option, a little bit over maybe. So I don't think that's a big issue. You just ensure he's here for another year or so. I wouldn't do anything after that, maybe. I wouldn't franchise tag him 2 years from now. So I think that that's maybe not the decision's already made. They're just not telling us. But I think they'll pick up his fifth year option. For Fields, I mean, you can't pick up his fifth. I mean, that's $26 million.
Right.
But, you know, this is where they get into a little bit of a trouble here where they don't negotiate in season. So you're going to have to make a decision on Justin Fields by September 10th, right? If you want to add a Jordan Love type of extension there, 3 years, 12 minutes, whatever it might be to be able to bring him back. But then you're taking a chance that he might not pan out to what you want to. So I think they will. I think you just can't acquire Justin Fields and let him have the opportunity to hit free agency after 3 weeks in the building or 3 months in the building. So I think a contract extension will come at some point there, which would be crazy, where your backup quarterback's officially getting paid more than your starter by your team. But I think this year for Justin Fields is a filling out period. Can he be that guy? Can we turn him into a good quarterback? Is he an option for the long-term future? It's a good situation other than the contract, you know. I mean, you don't want to hit free agency next year, because if he does look decent, then you know what? He's going to get paid a ton of money somewhere else.
Well, that's what I said. If you were Justin Fields, if you were advising him, would you say to yourself, would you say to him, listen, if the Steelers offer you, say, a two-year deal, I don't know, what do you think a two-year deal would look like? Maybe like the Mason Rudolph deal, like $14 million or something? Wasn't that what it was?
12, 14, something like that.
Right, so say 2 years, $14 million. If you're his agent, would you say, you know what, you should take that $14 million, or would you say, you might as well wait to the end to see, because if you play this year and you play well, you're going to get paid a lot more. What would you do?
Yeah, that's a tough situation. You're either betting on yourself that you're going to get paid a bunch at the end of this, or it's hard to give up $12 million when I think your salary so far has been, what, five maybe total career earnings, something like that. So that's a real tough situation if somebody's giving you $12 million to say, well, we'll wait and see. And if I stink, then I get nothing. So I don't know. He has to have a lot of faith in himself. I guess some of it has to do with what he feels or what his camp feels about Russell Wilson. Is he a one and done-er? Is he a 3 or 4 year type of guy too? If you're Justin Fields and saying this guy's going to be here 3 years, I'm not staying here. Forget this. I'm not signing. I'm moving on next year. But I would probably take the money and bite the bullet for a year, maybe try to get out of it after a year, some kind of player option after a year, just so the Steelers are safe on one end that he's not leaving after the season, but he can somehow get some money as well. Because like I said, I mean, it's hard to pass up money when you don't have any.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Paul, may I indulge the big boy in a game of free association?
Yes.
Did you ever say no before, Paul, when he asked you that?
Well, I mean, it's always very entertaining.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty. Here we go. Who's the starting receiver next to Pickens next year? Ayuk, Sutton, Boyd, a different vet, somebody already on the roster, or a rookie? Good question, ain't it?
I'm going to say somebody not who you mentioned and not on the roster. I think they're going to acquire somebody, but it's just not going to be somebody that we're thinking of.
So a different vet.
Yes.
Yeah, that was included there. All you had to say was a different vet.
You gave me like 13 options, man. Come on.
That's, I tried to make it easy, and you made it hard.
Because, you know, you have to be very simple. Two options, 13, I forgot, and I lost my train of thought.
Anybody in mind in particular there, if Boyd's not the guy?
Not really. I mean, I always liked Brandon Cooks in Dallas, but I mean, I'm just 100% speculating that he would even be wanting to move on. He's on the final year of his deal. But if you can get a guy of that ilk to come, not really expensive, a vet, I would love to have him.
Do you miss Ron Cooks?
Oh, he texted me the other day telling me how he was lean, mean, bronze, and sexy or something like that. And I was like, okay.
I'll tell you what. He lost 10 pounds. He's very tan. And all he does is read books and drink. That's it.
That's what, apparently, he walks like 7 miles a day. And I asked him if he got any lady friends down there, and he said no, which is kind of surprising.
I think he's going to get one, Paul. I think Ron may have another marriage in him. How do you like that? How do you like that call?
I disagree with that completely.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, I could see that.
Big boy, you agree with that?
Yes, hey, if he's lean, mean, and bronze, and whatever he was texting me, and I was kind of freaked out by the bronzing part, but whatever.
He also took care of his back care. I'm not supposed to say that, but I think he did.
Well, that's because he's on the beach, and he's got his shirt off.
Cavalli's silent. All right, back to the game. If Brock Bauer somehow slips to the Steelers at 20, you would run to the podium to take him.
First of all, I'm not running anywhere myself.
This answer is already too long.
Potentially, because I think he's more of a wide receiver than he is a tight end.
Center, the next center on this team will be a vet, a draft pick, or somebody already on the roster.
Draft pick.
Broderick Jones will play left tackle this season.
Yes.
Who will play right tackle?
Whoever they draft. Well, Dan Moore / whoever they draft.
Who's the top center on the board in your not-so-humble opinion?
Oh, Zach Frazier.
You say that as if it's a foregone conclusion. Please explain yourself in one sentence.
That would be breaking the rules, Joe.
He's better than any other center?
I'd be breaking the rules. Adam Crowley told me he's good, so that's what I said.
He actually watches West Virginia very closely. The top tackle that's realistic on the board for the Steelers. Who's going to be the best guy?
I think J.C. Latham, but he's going to have to fall just a tad. So he could be there, but he could not either. So
they'll take a quarterback somewhere in this draft.
No.
If they did, who would be a good mid-round guy to take a chance on? Paul Zeiss's Florida State guy?
Ooh, Travis, what's his name again from Florida State? Travis Jordan, is that his name? Jordan, well, I don't know.
Jordan,
maybe
Travis.
Spencer Rattler.
Jordan Travis.
No, I was just watching about Cameron Jordan and Jordan Cameron from the 2010 draft, and I got mixed up. I don't know. Spencer Rattler, a little too smart. I'd say the Paul Zeiss Florida State guy. Why not?
I was just going to say, the two names that I do not want to hear are either Bo Nix or Spencer Rattler. As long as the Steelers don't end up with one of those two, I'm okay with whatever.
Spencer Rattler might be 34 right now, right?
Yes, and he stinks.
He seems like he's been in.
He's older than Kenny Pickett right
he's
now.
He's no good.
Who's the most important person in the Steelers draft room, the most influential voice? Is it Tomlin, as we assume, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel? Which one?
It might be Art, but I'm not going to go there, but I'll say Tomlin.
Okay, let me define that. Art is the most influential in terms of if there's a dispute, he has veto power, right? But who's the voice that's heard the most? Who's making the picks? Who's making the picks for the Steelers?
I think it would be Tomlin. I think Andy will suggest it from the scouting department, but I think the ultimate decision is Tomlin.
Thank you, doctor. You can go. Hey, you can go now.
Hey, I really appreciated your Army hat.
The athletic Army hat, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm going to join you. All right, fellas.
Bye.
See you, buddy. What a nice man he is, huh, Paul?
Did he say goodbye to Rivers?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.